The nation's wood products industry is struggling. Foreign imports have driven lumber prices to an 8-year low, while the cost of cutting timber in the United States remains quite high. In the past 5 years, 72 sawmills in western states have been forced to close. This month, the owners of the Pyramid Mountain Lumber Company in Seeley Lake, Montana, are expected to announce whether they'll be next. From Seeley Lake, Kathy Witkowski reports.
Seeley Lake seems like the perfect location for a sawmill. It sits in a mountain valley that's carpeted with lodgepole pine. The trouble is, these days it costs more to log and mill those trees than the finished lumber will bring on the market. Pyramid Lumber's Todd Johnson says he's losing money with every truckload of logs that's run through his mill.
We actually are running only one shift in our sawmill where we would normally run two shifts. And that is basically a function of the company not being competitive, not being able to make money. So the more lumber you produce, the more money you stand to lose. So that's why people cut back in hopes to take some supply off the market and therefore try to drive the price back up.
The lumber market has always been cyclical, but the past few years have been rougher than usual. A flood of foreign lumber, primarily from Canada, but also South America, New Zealand, and Europe, has driven down prices. At the same time, the federal government has drastically reduced the amount of timber available on public lands, so domestic timber costs have remained relatively high. That's particularly hard on companies like Pyramid, which doesn't own any forests. Instead, Pyramid competes with other companies vying for timber on public and private lands. Then it tries to recover the investment when it cuts those trees a year or two later.
Every time you buy a timber sale, it's a gamble. You know what your fixed cost is on the raw material, but you don't know what the ending cost is going to be worth. It's like stock market. It's up one day and down the next.
Lately, it's been more like the NASDAQ than the Dow. So last fall, Pyramid's owners announced they were giving up, closing shop after 52 years in business. Seeley Lake was stunned. Pyramid is the town's largest private employer, and the impact would be felt beyond the company's 140 employees. Many loggers, truckers, and local businesses in the area count on Pyramid for income. Their taxes support the local schools and other public services. Dick King is director of the Missoula Area Economic Development Corporation.
Their other base of the economy is tourism and recreation. That sector of the economy creates jobs, but they are tend to be lower-paying jobs. Without the mill, it's questionable whether Seeley Lake, it'll be there in the future, but it will not be the same sustainable economy.
Pyramid has a reputation as a well-managed company. Everyone from the Montana Wilderness Association to private landowners have expressed hope that it will stay open. That's why King designed a financial package to help the mill weather the current market. Using a combination of private and public monies, the package lowers the mill's current debt payments. It also includes an additional $2.5 million in low-interest loans so the mill can purchase some new equipment to improve its efficiency.
In a rural economy like Montana, do we sit by and say, well, it's inevitable, this will happen? Or do we take the challenge, work with the company, and see if we can influence a change to keep some of these smaller mills and small communities viable?
The loan package hasn't been approved yet. Even if it is, Pyramid's owners aren't sure they should take it. Johnson says the stakes are high, and not just for himself.
It gives you a very sinking feeling knowing that the decision you make will affect just about everybody in this town.
Are they going to let you off then?
Inside Pyramid's small break room, the workers can still laugh with Johnson. They say they feel a tremendous loyalty to the company and sympathize with the owner's plight. Still, the uncertainty about their future is starting to wear on them. Like many of Pyramid's employees, Charles Wood has put in over 20 years at the mill.
I guess we're just sitting on pins and needles, wondering what we should do for planning. But some people said, well, if it closes, it'll be a relief, we'll go on. Other people, you know, it has a financial burden to them.
This isn't the first time the men have suffered as a result of the industry's ups and downs. They've lived through wage cuts and layoffs, and they've seen other Montana mills close over the past couple of years. Many of them think that even if the mill manages to ride out this particular poor market, it doesn't have much of a long-term future. Like Mike McGrew, they're more resigned than angry.
Personally, I think the global economy is the way it's going to be from now on. And we're victims, but somebody's going to be the victim. And unfortunately, it's us right now. But, you know, it's happening in other industries, too.
If the mill does close, the men qualify for a federal retraining program that will pay 100% of their education costs for 2 years. So while some of the workers are hoping to keep their mill jobs as long as possible, others are ready to move on. Joe Mottery has worked for Pyramid for 14 years. Now, he says, he wants to get out of the wood products industry and into computers.
At least it'll be something I can do the rest of my life. I won't have to worry about, you know, is the mill going to close down? Are they not going to get logs? You know, you get into computer networking, and no matter what, I don't see computers going away.
That's the kind of thinking that Larry Swanson might encourage. He's an economist with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West. He says it's understandable that local authorities would want to keep Pyramid alive, but it might be unrealistic.
We're trying to keep these things going when the conditions and the factors that have created difficulties for these small plants and these small communities are well beyond the control of local government officials. You may simply be postponing the inevitable.
Swanson says that many communities near national forests are in transition. They're gaining population at the same time that they're becoming less dependent on the wood products industry. These new migrants are attracted to forests and mountains not because they provide jobs, but because they provide recreation, beauty, and quality of life. Seeley Lake is blessed with a spectacular setting. Now, Swanson says, it should do what it can to attract new businesses.
Some communities have prepared themselves better than others for some of these trends. I mean, they've worked on how they look as communities. What are the quality of their schools? Do you have nice streets and parks and other types of infrastructure? And other communities haven't.
Spurred on by the threat of the mill closing, some Seeley Lake residents have formed a committee to figure out what the community needs to survive. Even if the mill stays open, they say it's been a good wake-up call, a reminder they need to plan for the future. If Pyramid's owners decide to close the company, the plant's last day of operation will be in April. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Seeley Lake, Montana.
Lawmakers are working to help the beleaguered American lumber industry. Earlier this week, a bipartisan group of senators urged President Bush to put pressure on Canada, saying Canada's government subsidies are a threat to the very survival of the U.S. softwood lumber industry. The senators urged the president to make a new and improved trade agreement with Canada his top trade priority.